I know God's going to move powerfully. I know He's going to open up eyes, and I know He's going to do miracles today. I want to share with you about women, about God using women. I've been shocked and a little grieved on TikTok as I see many people commenting things that women should not preach, that women should not be pastors. It is very sad because this is not the truth at all. I'm going to share with you why so many people feel this way, and I'm going to open your eyes to see what God really has to say about using women in ministry. And this is important for you to hear today. Number one, for those of you who are women, who God may be calling you into ministry in some way, you need to be set free and know the truth so you can actually receive God's call for your life and so you can have confidence that He has indeed qualified you, even when lies are coming at you a lot saying the opposite. And number two, for those of you women out there who are not called into ministry, and those of you, all you men out there, it's very important you hear this, you learn this, what I'm about to reveal to you, because you do not want to miss out what God has for you. There are some women, like here right now, where God has anointed you to receive from. God chooses to use vessels. Right? Amen. He chooses to work through vessels, do miracles through vessels, open eyes through vessels, teach you things of the Spirit through vessels. God has chosen many of you to be planted where a woman is a leader of the ministry. As God speaks in the Bible, it's important to be planted. The tree prospers and flourishes where it is planted. If it's not planted, it can't flourish. Amen. So there, it is grieving to see how much blindness there is of people in this regard, because I know that many of these people who are blind, God has planned for them to receive through a woman. And they will miss what God has for them if they stay in the blindness. So it's very important for you to receive this, for you to know this, to be set free by this truth, and so you can share with others. Because there will be people that you will come across who need their eyes opened up. Hallelujah. So when people say women should not preach, they shouldn't speak about God, they shouldn't preach in the church, they shouldn't lead a church, these things, where does that come from? The reason people say this and feel so strongly about this is because of 1 Corinthians 14:34. Where Apostle Paul says, "Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says." Now, first of all, before I explain what he means about that, why he said that, I want you to also hear this passage also in 1 Corinthians. This is Paul speaking again, 1 Corinthians 11:5. "But every woman who prays or prophesies," and it goes on to say, and is talking in that day with her head uncovered, dishonors her head. Now, this we can clearly see what, that doesn't apply to us today, obviously. So when you're reading scripture, in terms of the head uncovered, when you're reading scripture, you have to understand that this was spoken at a certain time, not in the year 2021. And you have to understand that Apostle Paul and others who speak in the Bible are sharing with a church specifically a prophetic direction many times of what is going on at that time. Similarly to the days of coronavirus, right? The days of coronavirus. There needs to be anointed ministers, prophetic ministers who can speak, this is what God is saying today. And many of you have joined after the beginning of when the pandemic began, but I shared a lot of prophetic messages, prophetic direction from God, of God's direction for us as believers, what we are to do as the church in the pandemic. What's our job? What's our role? What we're supposed to do? They're telling us to not have church. What are we supposed to do? Do we lay hands on the sick? What do we do, right? It's so important that there are true, anointed, prophetic ministers of God who can speak, this is what God is saying now. And for example, some of the things I shared was really the root of why COVID came. This is a attack of the enemy, honestly, on the church to see if we would give, if the believers would give into fear, or if we would stand strong with faith and continue to worship God, because the Bible talks about the power of when believers worship together, that when people would worship together in the Bible, there's a story of how when they worshiped together, God himself destroyed their enemies, where their enemies were so much bigger than them. When they worshiped together, then God destroyed their enemies. There's another story about how when two of the disciples were in prison and the midnight hour, they started praising God, worshiping God together. And when they did, the Bible says that God sent an earthquake to open up prison doors and set them free. And not only that, the prison guard gave his life to Jesus because he witnessed the power of God, the miracles. And then his whole family believes in Jesus and they all get baptized. So what if they didn't worship? They'd just be in prison still, because the Bible specifically says when they worship, then God opened the prison doors. What if they gave into fear and they're like, oh, life sucks. Where's God? Oh, where's God? This is hopeless. You know, what if the people in the army of God, they gave into fear and they saw their enemies and they didn't worship? They wouldn't have won, you know? So anyways, this is an example of prophetic direction that I would give, how we as believers need to stand strong and not be afraid of COVID. We have to stand strong. There's power when we don't give into fear, when we worship together as believers, when we unite. That's where the power is, and the enemy there's a test that God was allowing. The enemy's seeing, will you give in to fear? So anyways, here we go back to 1 Corinthians 11:5. So in that day, according to that culture, this is what he was speaking, this prophetic direction. But he says, every woman who prays or prophesies. So he's saying in the scripture that women were able to prophesy, that they should prophesy. That means speak in the church. You don't prophesy without speaking in the church. That's what prophesying means. So he's saying when women prays or prophesies. So he's already contradicting what he said in 1 Corinthians 14:34. That should already have people say, well, let's not jump to conclusions in 1 Corinthians 14:34 about let your woman keep silent in the churches for they're not permitted to speak. Why he spoke this scripture right here, this one right here, women should keep silent, they're not permitted to speak. Why did he preach that? When you look at scripture, you need to look at the time period, and you need to look at the context, what was going on at that time. And when you look at the context of what was going on there, specifically at that church of Corinth, was that the women in the church were being loud and disruptive and distracting during church. So because the women were being loud and disruptive and distracting, that's just what they were doing at that time. That's just what was happening. Now, because they were being that way, this obviously was making it so God's word was not being able to go forth, because there was so much distraction. the work of God, it was messing with the work of God. So in this specific moment, because of what was going on, Apostle Paul used wisdom for this moment in time and spoke a prophetic direction. Okay, women, you guys need to keep silent in the churches. Ask your husbands at home, because they were being disruptive in the church. Apostle Paul was not saying that for all women. He was just speaking that for these women at that time because of what they were doing. That's why he spoke that. We also see Apostle Paul using women in his ministry. He sends Phoebe to deliver the epistle Romans, and this is in Romans 16:1. Phoebe, so he sends her, he gives her this important mission, and she would have been delivering it. She would have been sharing her words about the word of God, his word of God. Now, we also see God using so many women in the Bible to speak, to be prophets, to be ministers of God, to have places of leadership. From Old Testament to New Testament. And I'm going to share a bunch of scriptures. So if you want to write notes, just get your pen and paper ready or your notes on your phone or computer. So we see Miriam was a prophetess. This is in Exodus 15:20, a prophetess. So remember, prophets speak the word of God, carrying the power of God. Deborah was a prophetess and judge. This is in Judges 4:4. So this is a place of high leadership. She was anointed for this. She carried power of God. We see Huldah the prophetess in 2 Chronicles 34:22. We see Anna the prophetess, Luke 2:36. This is in the New Testament. This is in the New Testament. So here, this shows that 1 Corinthians 14:34, when Paul was speaking, women be silent in the churches, this obviously was not for all women. Then we see Priscilla, who is a teacher, in Acts 18:26, also in the New Testament. And then Phoebe was a minister of God, Romans 16:1. We also see Jesus had many women who assisted him in his ministry and were actually disciples. It says that they followed him, women followed him, like in Luke 23:49 and John 11. So it says in the Bible that they followed him. Now, fans of Jesus are different than followers. The followers were disciples. They weren't there just to watch, but they were to learn and receive anointing to be able to be vessels of God. And then we see in Matthew 28:1, as well as John 20, verse 10, we see that Jesus chooses to appear after he resurrected to a woman. One account says Mary Magdalene. Another account says Mary Magdalene and another woman. Now, this was not accident. It wasn't like, Jesus didn't know who he was going to appear to first. Nope, this was intentional and chosen by God. God chose to reveal himself resurrected for the very first time to women. He could have chose a man, but he chose a woman. And we see him say, Mary, go share with others. Share with the other disciples that I'm alive, that you've seen me. Him saying that, he was saying, share the gospel. Spread the gospel. That's what the gospel is, that Jesus is alive. He's risen from the dead. So Jesus chose the first person to spread the gospel, to speak about the risen Jesus as a woman. So how can anyone say that God doesn't want to use women to speak about him, to speak about him in the church? You can't. You can't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in Genesis, it talks about how man and women were created equal. Now, I'm not talking about marriage. There's different roles, which are more of physical roles, because on heaven, you're not even married. You're not married. On earth, you're married. And so God has a different order and way for women and men. They have different differences and different roles as a married couple. But that married couple doesn't translate into God's ability to use men and women and roles in the church. So actually, it's the same Holy Spirit that's in a man and a woman. There's not a female Holy Spirit that goes into females and a male Holy Spirit that goes into males. It's the same Holy Spirit. And the gifts that God pours out, they're the same gifts. They're not girl gifts, which are weaker, and man gifts, which are stronger. No, God, they are spiritual. God is a spirit, which is not man or woman. It's the spirit. So when a true anointed woman of God is sharing spiritual truths, it's not just for women. It's for men and women the same. The things of the spirit are not male or female. God's not partial in who he gives revelation to, male or female. He sees us the same when it's in terms of our spirit, in terms of his ability to use man or woman as a vessel. He sees the same thing, the same thing. He has no restrictions, and he does not want there to be a difference and restrictions in terms of how he flows through man or woman. Hallelujah. When he poured out apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, this was not just to be for men, but for women and men alike.